Your Money Briefing. Money and market stories from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to your money briefing. This is Charlie Turner in New York. Shares of companies that sell everyday consumer staples have risen lately, but that could be a sign that investors are hedging their bets.
Underneath the sort of broader market recovery that we're seeing, there probably are some investors who are feeling a little bit cautious.
The Wall Street Journal's Akane Otani will explain in a moment. First, here are some money headlines. There are more signs that Americans are increasingly confident in the economy and spending more money. The Wall Street Journal says that, buoyed by rising wages and employment as well as tax cuts, Americans are spending more on everything from jeans and handbags to wall paint. That has translated to rising sales at chains ranging from Walmart to Home Depot to Coach owner Tapestry, which each reported stronger results this week. On Thursday, Walmart said its quarterly sales rose at the fastest rate in over a decade as the world's largest retailer continues to draw more people to stores and benefit from shoppers having more disposable income. And the journal's Heard on the Street says that Cisco Systems, which struggled for years after the tech bubble burst, appears to be getting its groove back. Cisco reported stronger than expected quarterly sales and earnings this week, buoyed by solid sales of networking equipment such as routers and switches that have long been the company's mainstay, but haven't been major growth drivers of late. Cisco also benefited from a strong security business, with revenue in that segment jumping more than 12% year over year. Looking ahead, Cisco faces challenges, including a global trade dispute, which is a concern for a company that generates over 40% of its sales overseas. But it has a large cash balance, which will help Cisco expand into businesses such as security and application software. Coming up, are investors playing defense with consumer staple stocks? This is your Money Briefing from the Wall Street Journal. Welcome back. The U.S. stock market has posted healthy gains in 2018, but a big rally in stocks of companies that sell everyday household items suggests that investors are becoming a bit defensive and heading for a safe corner of the market. Here to explain this is Wall Street Journal markets reporter Akane Otani. Akane, this sounds like a classic case of stock investors hedging their bets.
It sure does. And it's interesting because it's happening as the S&P 500 is less than 1% away from breaking its January record. So we've seen a general recovery across the broad market over the last couple of months. And, you know, some of the usual suspects have been responsible for those gains, like tech stocks, like Amazon, Facebook. But then we've noticed that companies that are selling things like laundry detergent, cereal, razors, they've been doing really well. And so that's typically an area of the market that investors go to when they're feeling a little bit defensive, they want to guard against a pullback. So what that tells us is that underneath the sort of broader market recovery that we're seeing, there probably are some investors who are feeling a little bit cautious.
Which companies are we talking about here? Kimberly-Clark, Procter & Gamble, those sort of companies?
Yeah, and Walmart. We saw Walmart report earnings that were better than expected. And in fact, its sales grew at the fastest pace in over a decade for the most recent quarter. And that's a really reassuring sign for investors because a lot of these companies had been struggling at the start of the year to compete with e-commerce giants like Amazon. And they were also really struggling to raise prices on their core products as production costs were going up. But with the most recent round of earnings reports that we've gotten, names like Walmart have shown that actually there still is sort of life in these trades.
And breaking down the S&P 500 via sector, the consumer staples sector has really done well over the past quarter.
That's right. It's up about 9.3% over the last 3 months through yesterday versus the S&P 500's about 4% gain over the same period. It's still down for the year and it still remains one of the worst performing sectors actually in the S&P 500. But when you look at what has gone up and what has done really well over the last 3 months or so as the market has steadied, it really bears worth mentioning that consumer staples are a standout here.
And, you know, these consumer staple stocks are defensive in nature. They're good stocks to buy in the event of an unexpected pullback or market volatility since, as we've mentioned, everybody needs laundry detergent or toilet paper.
Right. The thinking is that even if we go into a recession, even if the trade fight really ramps up, even if the Fed continues raising interest rates, that you still need your basic household staples. And so these companies theoretically should continue to be able to do well. And the other side of that is that a lot of investors think of the staples sector as being sort of bond-like because of their dividend payouts. They do pay a higher than average dividend than the rest of the S&P 500.
Akani, is there skepticism about the bounce in consumer staple stocks? I mean, it's a good story, but concerns about it not lasting?
Yeah, I think with anything that runs up this quickly, there's always concerns about a reversal. And we already spoke to a couple analysts who were saying, you know, not so fast. This thing could really turn on its heels. One reason being that the industry as a whole still faces these gigantic pressures from Amazon. I mean, just because Walmart reported one quarter of really good earnings doesn't necessarily mean that e-commerce giants aren't going to continue encroaching on these more traditionally brick-and-mortar retailers' territory. And then there's also the concern about tariffs. I mean, we've talked about how tariffs are a big theme in the corporate earnings season in recent months. And I think the concern is that these companies will face sort of the brunt of the tariffs that we have seen put in place. We saw countries like Canada and I think various members of the European Union also slap some tariffs on basic household goods, and that started to affect U.S. companies earlier in the year. So there is the fear that those things will sort of overturn the rally that we're seeing.
Wall Street Journal markets reporter Akani Otani. Thanks a lot, Akani.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. This is Charlie Turner from The Wall Street Journal.